Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. After last week's All Fusion podcast, I'd like to get back to the hard bop era of the 50s and 60s. We're going to begin today's show with Art Pepper from the album Art Pepper Plus 11. This is Groovin' High. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Some great tunes there. The last two tunes I heard covered by Gilbert Castellanos at the Wednesday night jam sessions in Panama 66 here in San Diego. I loved the tunes and I had to dig out some original versions. And there you go. Joe Gordon was the last thing you heard from the album Lookin' Good, a 1961 release. And before that, we heard from Kenny Burrell from his debut album on Blue Note Records, Introducing Kenny Burrell. We heard Delilah, and we started things off what I'd like to think of as the unofficial theme song for In the Groove, Jazz, and Beyond. We heard Groovin' High to start out the show with Art Pepper from Art Pepper Plus 11. Now, I mentioned those Wednesday night jam sessions hosted by Gilbert Castellanos, so I thought I'd play some tunes from Gilbert and the band that plays regularly on that weeknight session. We're going to begin with Gilbert Castellanos from the album Underground, a 2006 release. We'll hear La Tinza, and then we're going to hear a track from Christopher Holliday, great alto saxophone player here in San Diego. So let's begin with Gilbert Castellanos. Thank you.
Thank you.
So those last three tunes comprised our San Diego set. The last one you heard from the great James Moody, a jazz icon here in San Diego and around the world. The album, The World is a Ghetto, we heard Moody's Mood. Before that, from Christopher Holliday, a fine alto saxophone player, we heard from the album Telepathy, Everything Happens to Me. That's Christopher Holliday on alto sax, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. And we started out that set with Gilbert Castellanos from his 2006 release, Underground. We heard La Tinza, and we're anxiously awaiting the release of Gilbert Castellanos' next record, which is in the can and ready to go. But that album you heard features Mikan Zlatkovic on piano, Harish Raghavan on bass, and drummer Kevin Connor. Also featured on that track is Anthony Wilson on guitar. Let's move on now to more of a modern sound, this time brand new from The Bad Plus. The group has transformed from a piano trio into a quartet featuring the guitar work of Ben Monder and the saxophone playing of Chris Speed, along with founding members Reed Anderson on bass and Dave King on drums. We're going to begin with the opening track from their new album, titled simply The Bad Plus. This is Motivations 2.
Thank you. diferencia y aquí le rindo mi reverencia. Belén, Belén, a la Belén le vuela. Belén, que yo sigo a la estrella. Vivo, te juro que vivo y muero por ella. Esa es la luz que irradia y que destella. Miguel Seno. Mira, en ninguna imprenta ni en el que inventa su historia a su conveniencia. Aquí existimos desde antes y hemos sido orientados por la luz y sus años de distancia. No importará nunca las discrepancias. Nuestra estrella brillará sola, pero con nosotros, tú me entiendes. Los pleneros de la cresta, Miguel Zenón.
Miguel Zenón from the album Música de la Americas. We heard Navegando. And before that, The Bad Plus from their brand new self-titled album. We heard Motivations 2. And that'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. as well as a radio show on WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut. And we'll finish things out today with one of my favorite compositions done by Miles Davis. It is a Victor Feldman composition, however. The name of the album, Seven Steps to Heaven. We're going to hear Joshua. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @DigginJazz, DigginJazz, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.